This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola in for Sparky. He'll be back on Monday. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, she was the first to break the news about the Big Ten deciding to go to a conference-only format for all fall sports. Nicole Auerbach joining us now. And Nicole, there's like so many different things we can get into about this. The one thing I really want to make sure I get in is, how do you see the Big Ten for football taking the schedule and essentially revamping it? Because I think that's what they're going to have to do. The opponents that these teams were supposed to be playing, that might change, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, what this does is it allows for flexibility, right? Like the issue here is that, you know, everyone's under the same umbrella and you're not adding extra variables, basically, outside of your own control. It's easier to adjust. So that's in terms of what the schedule looks like, when you start, what happens if there's outbreaks in certain places and you need to adjust. You can do all of those things in an easier way if everyone is starting from the same health and safety standards, the same meetings on a daily basis, all of those things. It's just easier from a flexibility standpoint.
So if that's the case, then, Nicole, then will other conferences follow suit here if the Big Ten is doing it?
Well, according to my colleague Bruce Feldman and I, we just broke that the Pac-12 is expected to announce the same thing today. You know, those were two leagues that I had been hearing about for the last week or so. But I think that, you know, a lot of, there's a lot of speculation about the other three. I don't think necessarily that they're going to, you know, go in, you know, maybe as quick as the first two leagues went kind of back to back. But I do think, you know, there is something to be said for cohesion and for figuring out, you know, if teams that are interested in, you know, playing a comparable postseason, you know, in a playoff picture, if that's possible in the fall, this season, that they would play something close to similar. I mean, obviously right now in a normal year, they play 8 versus 9 conference games. So that's a little bit different, but in the same sense, you don't want to be saying like, well, these teams are going to be trying to play a 12 game season. These teams are going to be playing 9 and just totally, you know, kind of apples to oranges, right? You'd rather at least them be apples to apples.
Nicole, thank you very much for joining us today, because this is perfect timing. Because we were just talking about I know the NFL is thinking about how do you get ticket holders or fans into games. And I just tamped it down a little bit as for how do they get students inside the NCAA game. And I seem to think that it has to be, and I know you guys wrote something about waivers for financial for some of the schools or something like that. I was thinking maybe they were having a waiver that the school would not be responsible if one of these players or students come into the game would contract COVID-19. The liability for the school would be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, those are questions that, you know, we've had that conversation around athletes being asked to sign waivers and kind of those pledges, right? Ohio State's Buckeye pledge was a very prominent example of that. But you know, it remains to be seen exactly like what that's going to look like. I mean, I think that we're going to learn stuff from people going back into the workforce in other fields too, right? Like what happens if someone gets sick on the job, you know, are there going to be lawsuits? So a lot of the questions about liability are still kind of in that theoretical stage, and obviously questions about signing a waiver to go as a fan to an event and things of that nature. So a lot of that is honestly still TBD. Even if you ask people to sign things on the front end, you don't necessarily know if that's actually something that can hold up in court.
We're talking with Nicole. Go ahead, Lorraine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, because if like the Packers, Wisconsin was going to play Notre Dame. So if they just play conference games again, say if I had a university and I had three out of conference and I would pay them maybe $600,000 each, so I would save, not doing a lot of, $1.8 million. Do schools just, they can just move that to another sport, or to just save the money?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the questions of money and what happens, you know, for all of these different levels, right? A group of five team and an FCS team that, you know, isn't getting that paycheck now, or a school, you know, or even like, let's say an FCS conference and putting on a fall season, right? There's money in that. So all of these decisions, I think, are going to be, you know, they're all being weighed very heavily. I mean, even, you know, I remember talking to Oklahoma athletic director Joe Castiglione earlier in the pandemic about this idea of just, you know, trying to cut $10 million from your budget. And you're like, oh, people pay $10 million buyouts for coaches all the time. But it's really so much money when you are in the weeds of this stuff and trying to cut it versus spending it, right? So I think that, you know, honestly, all of these things are going to be weighed against each other. I think that the last thing that people want to do here is cut sports and scholarships, right? So all of the other things can do if you're saving money or, you know, not spending money in certain places, you would hope that the last thing they do would be to cut those sports. So hopefully that money is going right back into that opportunity.
Again, we're talking with Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic. You can also catch her on Sirius XM Radio. Joining us for a couple more minutes here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You know, one thing that I think will be for certain is when the season starts, it'll probably be delayed to an extent because you are shortening the season. But let's just say all the Power 5 conferences decide to pull the plug on the season totally and they try to go to the spring. I just don't see how it's possible to even have a season in the spring. You can't expect, you know, college athletes to play two seasons in 1 year, and then you got to think about the NFL draft and how many guys want to, you know, even play in the spring. You know what I mean? There's so many different things to think about. I think that would be a huge challenge trying to move it to the spring.
Yeah, that is, and there's already. I mean, I think like one of the Alabama team doctors was tweeting about this, right? And it would be a huge challenge. I think you would absolutely have to adjust the amount of games and kind of the wear and tear that you were doing in the spring and potentially the fall as well. But you know, I do think that people have differing views on that. You know, because let's say you already have a very physical, competitive spring football practices, right? Maybe it's not as drastic a difference. I mean, there is a difference between game and even a hard practice. But I do think that that is something that you would absolutely have people trying to figure out what is the amount of games and what is the most possible, you know, amount of time in between both seasons that you could do that would be the healthiest possible way to do that if it comes to that.
Nicole, I know you guys are on top of stuff and breaking news and that, and I'm sure this is a fluid situation, but what's your gut feeling on that we do have college football this year?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, these decisions are going to come in the next couple of weeks here about fall season for sure, and I think that the question is, you know, is whether or not if you buy yourself some time by going to a conference only schedule and giving yourself that flexibility by knocking off a couple games, if that's enough time to make it happen or not. Because, you know, I think people were thinking you could start the season, maybe it would get disrupted by a second wave of COVID, and now we're not still out of the first wave, right? So it's sort of adjusted the timeline where if you need to move in a direction, you need to move back, which is why obviously you're also hearing so much about spring football as well, just to buy yourself more time.
Well, the other thing too is, Nicole, is I mean, I really feel for these non-Power 5 conferences because now they don't know what they're going to do and they're going to likely lose out on a lot of money. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I again, like, you know, these leagues that are made up of teams that rely on buy games, guarantee games, you know, it's really going to be a struggle here. And this is why I'm very curious to see how the FCS leagues and the Group of Five go in these next, you know, few days and weeks, right? Because if you have the Power Five leagues like the Pac-12 and the Big Ten getting rid of non-conference games, taking away those paydays, then you have to make some hard decisions about, again, whether or not you want to have a fall football season and the costs that are associated with that.
Yeah, no question about it. She is Nicole Auerbach, and a lot of good stuff with The Athletic as well as Sirius XM Radio. Nicole, we really appreciate the time. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming on, and have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
And Nicole joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Man, she was great.
Oh, she was. Absolutely. Has your passion outgrown your home? Well, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. It is certainly a fluid situation in college football and everything we do on this station. This is where you want to be because there will be more news that breaks coming out, and we have you covered here on The Fan all day, every day. This is where you want to be. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Radio Joe. We will wrap things up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.